Welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Dave Bowling. Good to be with you. It is Thursday, October 5th. Today we're talking about broker of record changes. Today's episode is sponsored by Hawksoft. We love those folks over there at Hawksoft. You know, they are the only agency management system with a 97% recommendation rate, which is crazy. I can't think of 97% of people that agree on anything, but we'll give a word from our sponsor, Hawksoft.
We actually decided to go to Hawksoft because we kind of got word of mouth of just you guys seem to be taking over as far as rocking the insurance field, really. Our prior system, we kind of lost the family connection as far as we wanted somebody to be able to answer the phone and be able to get answers or solutions to kind of our quirks and figuring the system out. And we had a lot of lack of communication with our prior software, and you guys just kind of took the ropes in. And, you know, whether it's chat or email or phone or whatever, you can always get somebody online and somebody to help you out.
Broker of record changes. BORs, AORs, if you're in a certain part of the country, agent of record change. You know, right now we're entering a really, really, really hard market, and things are getting a little tough for us. But, you know, I want to go back and talk about a little agency that started off offering broker of record change forms for Progressive Insurance. And they built over $1 million book of business just by offering BORs, broker of record changes. You know, you'll be quoting people all day. And sometimes you can't always be the best price or the best coverage. Sometimes the best price or the best coverage is where the customer's at right now. But, you know, maybe they're unhappy with their current agent. Maybe they're not getting the attention that they deserve. Maybe they don't get policy reviews like they should. All sorts of different factors go into why a customer wants to switch from their current agent. So, what happens when you get a quote? What do you do in your agency? Something for you to think about. What do you do in your agency when you quote somebody and what they have right now is the best price, the best coverage, the best deal they got going on? Do you just let it lie? A lot of people do. But the broker of record change, bring that up. You know, offer them three choices. Choice number one, we can switch to something that I've got here for you. Choice number two, we do nothing. And you just stay where you're at. Choice number three, if you're unhappy with your current agent, if you want to see some things change, then we could do a broker of record change. Now, when you talk about what happens if you don't have the market for that particular customer, what happens? You get a quote. The quote is through any carrier, right? Doesn't matter which carrier it is. If you get that quote and you don't have the market, now you got to go try and find that market. And you know, I know, no carrier is going to directly appoint you for a one BOR. So there's other resources available to you. One of them is a sponsor of this show. It's FTAP Agent, the Fast Track Appointment Program. You go to ftap.insure, FTAP.INSURE. If you're looking to broker a record some stuff, that's a great resource. But groups like that are an excellent resource to get these BORs in, process them, get them under your agency. Maybe next year it makes sense to write them somewhere else. But for now, you've gained a new customer within your agency. So going back to that story about Progressive, this agency put out in their bind documents when the customer would sign the policy, they just included a form. It said, do you have a current Progressive policy? And would you be interested in broker of recording it to our agency when they were buying their other policies from this place? And enough people clicked yes on that to where this particular agency built $1 million book of Progressive policies simply by offering a BOR. The customer would get on there, say, yeah, I do. The forms, they would use DocuSign. The forms would populate. They would fill in their policy number, and then they would sign at the bottom. And then that agency would grab that, send it over to Progressive, and then when the next renewal hit, it was automatically assigned to that agency. So you could do that with any company. You just need to find out where your client currently has their insurance at, which most of the time you know. and then you can send over the BOR. So if you are not using the broker of record or agent of record form as a tool to grow your agency, you should be. And that is today's 5-minute insurance meditation.